An extra $350 in the back pockets of more than 2 million Kiwis is what the government's promising. The surprise cherry on top of today's budget is aimed at easing the pain of sky-high inflation, hitting the household finances. But the lion's share of the cake goes to health with a record $11.1 billion as the government presses ahead with its plan to scrap DHBs and replace them with a central agency. Finance Minister Grant Robertson wanted a balanced budget. So did he get it right? Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Grant Robertson is used to crisis budgets after 2 years of COVID. This year, a new budget and a new crisis.
Budget 2022 has been delivered in a difficult time for the global economy and for many New Zealanders.
The comment comes against a backdrop of red-hot inflation, the sheer cost of living biting hard, petrol over $3 a litre, grocery prices through the roof. The finance minister knew he needed to deliver some relief.
Through this budget, the government is investing more than $1 billion in a cost of living package targeted at low and middle income households.
The centrepiece, a one-off sweetener, a $350 payment to some 2 million people aged 18 or over. The money goes to all those earning $70,000 or less, unless they're already receiving the winter energy payment. That means nothing more for beneficiaries. This is money for the middle.
A lot of people can't afford to buy the necessities that they need, so I think it will help.
I feel like it's something for people who are struggling because the cost of living is so insane at the moment.
When you've got things like vet bills and dentist bills, no, it won't make any difference. I'd rather just lower living costs.
There is some movement in that area. Half-price public transport has been extended for 2 months and made permanent for people with a community services card. The fuel tax reduction will run for another 2 months too.
The here and now matters, but so too does tomorrow, and making sure that we provide for a secure future.
And therein lies the second story of the budget, a whopping $11.1 billion boost in health funding over the next 4 years, the long-lasting medicine, to balance the short-term sugar hit. The money will help wipe DHB deficits before the entities are scrapped, meaning the new replacement, Health NZ, will start with a clean slate. Pharmac gets a big bump too, another $191 million, and there's nearly $160 million for ambulances and emergency choppers.
We are nothing without our health, and there could be no greater response to the COVID pandemic than ensuring we have better funded and stronger health services. And that is what this budget delivers.
Grant Robertson, as we know, is utterly, totally addicted to spending.
It's a line National has well rehearsed. It says the situation is getting worse, not better. It calls the cost of living package a band-aid, to the books a blowout. In all, Christopher Luxon says it's the backwards budget.
The sad news for New Zealanders is that Kiwis are going backwards, the books are going backwards, and the outcomes are going backwards.
The budget shows deficits for the next 2 years, with a return to surplus delayed a year until 2025. The overall economic outlook is subdued, but not despairing. Treasury's picking wage growth to start picking up, but not higher than inflation. Officials, though, stress the uncertainty given global conditions. In the past few years have certainly highlighted that. Who knows what crisis next year might bring.